regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those people who like to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout Kada Kada small small. You're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Kwe. Wale kwele change. To bale wale wale mo yesu tani. Kusokada omo yam wale wale kwele change. Wale.
Hello everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of my podcast. It's a beautiful weekend. I hope you all had a great week. I hope you had wonderful weeks. My name is Osebai and I'm your favorite Danfo driver. Alright guys, this episode is going to be a solo episode. Yeah, that means I'm just going to be telling you my own Danfo experiences. I'm not going to be telling you other people's Danfo experiences. Don't worry, it's still going to be story time, but this one is Osebai's Danfo experiences. So guys, let me ask you, have you been on a bus or an Okada and the driver just seems to have something to say about everybody? Like there's a comment always, that there's always a comment about every other driver. Is it that the other driver is not driving well, driving too fast, still a learner, or something of that sort? Have you ever been on a bus like that? Maybe a bus or a bike, you know. So sometimes during the week I was on this bike, and though the driver of the bike, he had something to say about every other driver, both keke driver, Danfo bus drivers, and his fellow Okada drivers. But he was interesting. He was a very interesting man. You know all these Yoruba drivers that want to pelori streets, you know. So it was a very interesting ride. Like, I enjoyed the ride. There was one I remember was that, okay, this Okada just came out of a corner. Like suddenly just came out of the corner. He was not in control, and like a guy and a girl, they were standing at the entrance of that corner. So the Okada almost hit the guy and the girl that were standing. Like he lost balance and he like swept to their side. Did you ever have an Okada was like, ah, like about to funipa, like like the way he swept, they should have just used their hand to eat the Okada so he will fly away. Like, I'm like, why? The ride was very interesting. Even though he had the comment to make about everybody, it got to a point here I was like, okay, must you talk? But at some point I was just laughing. We got to a point too where he wanted to give those police, they stopped him, they wanted to collect money, you know. And he had already been saying it on the ride that it's just 100 naira he has, and those police, they want to collect like 200, so he doesn't know how he would do it. And then when we got there, he was begging them, you know, the normal conversation between the driver and the policeman. He was begging them that Ejo is 100 naira he has. Then the policeman was like, I'm going to what did he say? Is it like Umakwano Okade, like he's going to put off the Okada and take the keys, and he had already even turned it up. The man has said, "Otuku," like the Okada, "Otuku, just collect the general, let me go." Like, you know, these troublesome people that there's nothing you can do, no matter what they say, there's nothing you can do, you just have to let them have their way so you yourself can have peace. That's the kind of person the Okada driver is. There was one too that we saw on the road. It was like, ah, where Otimuti yo, you know, that kind of thing. Ah, good. But it was interesting. Those kind of people, they usually give vibes, you know, at the end of the day. So it was a very interesting ride. Yeah, and then so I decided to do some experiment, you know. I decided to carry out a thesis, let me put it that way, thesis for the sake of my passengers. So, you know, we've been having some very disturbing Okada stories about ladies and guys, you know, boarding Okada together, and the outcome, the end thereof is always like, you know, destruction, let's put it that way. So I decided to carry out this experiment and find out if it still happens. Yeah, so during the week I boarded Okadas, like, purposely. It's not like I could not avoid boarding the Okada. I boarded this Okada purposely, and I purposely went to the place where you would have to pair with someone, and I made sure that, yeah, it was a guy that I was paired with. So I did this twice, and the first one was smooth. It was just a very smooth ride. Okay, when I got there, the guy came later, and then we boarded the bike together, and we went, and then nothing. We got to where we were going, alighted, he paid, I paid, and that was it. We didn't even say anything, like, it was so smooth. There was no form of touching, there was no discomforting, no coming, you know. And the second one too, okay, the second one, the guy was already there. So when I got there, I told the bike man where I was going, and then we boarded, we started the journey. So the second one, the road is like a very bumpy road, you know, you have to be going up, we'll be throwing you, you know. So along the line on the journey, the man that sat behind me, yeah, so I made sure, like, they all sat behind me, like, they both sat behind me, I didn't have to sit behind them. So the man that sat behind me now said, I hope I'm not tightening you too much. And I said, no, actually he wasn't. So I said no, and then the man, I'm like, ah, I hope this one is not format, it's not that you want to start doing nonsense, you're now using style to enter me. Okay, let's see how this goes. But at the end of the day, I think I was proven wrong, because nothing happened. He was trying to make sure that I was comfortable, you know, shifting back and all of that. Maybe he had been in that kind of situation before. Maybe he has been accused before. Maybe he has been taught a lesson before. So he was trying to be cautious, you know. So that was how it happened. I don't know, but I feel like this, our Okada stories, they are, everything boils down to the personality of the individual, the guy that you're on the ride with. So maybe the ones that I was on the ride with, maybe they are good people, and it's just where they are going that is on their mind. They are not, or maybe I was not attractive enough for them. Okay, so, but that was how it happened. That was the result of my thesis. Both specimens proved, what's the word now? Hey, science students, please come through. Anyway, the observation is that they There are actually good people out there. You can actually take bike with men and they will not come on you. Yes, that's the conclusion. Okay, so moving on. That was how this day, during the week, no, this same week, I boarded Danfo bus. And the Danfo bus where I boarded, like at the bus stop, the Danfo bus had to like load, you know, make sure the passengers were filled up, collected money before we moved. So that was what happened. So after we moved, it was like everybody had a friend. Now you say that's the thing about body neighbors at the school gate. Because this bus, I boarded it at the school gate. Now, you know, it was students, mostly students that were on the bus. So like they had friends, some were like three of them, two of them, you know. So everybody had their own group. And the bus felt like a classroom. It felt like a classroom because everybody had a discussion. Like in their groups, they were just facing each other, having a discussion. And I was like, at the middle, I was the only one without a partner, without a friend, without anybody to talk to. Okay, the lady that sat beside me too had nobody to. It was just her. But then she had her phone with her. As she was doing something on her phone, I don't know, but she also was engrossed. And me, most times actually, when I'm on the bus, pressing my phone makes me car sick. Like I can't press my phone like that on the bus. I'll just press it for some time and I'll keep my phone. I'll start having headache, I'll start feeling nauseated if I'm pressing my phone. Anyway, I don't know, it's weird, but that's how it gets me. So I don't press my phone while I'm on the bus. Same reason why I don't like my phone ringing while I'm on the bus. So that's how on this bus, everybody had their own group. Everybody had their own caucus. Even the driver. The people that sat close to the driver, that they were on the passenger seat. So it was two people on the passenger seat. My God. They had this discussion, this very interesting discussion. I wished I was there. So the guys that sat behind me, two guys that they were friends that sat behind me, they started out their discussions. They were having this discussion about school. I don't know. One way or the other, they started talking about football. Hey, come and see football analysts. So the analytics they were given, I felt like I was not in this world. And you know, guys, when they're talking about football, it's always a combination of them educating themselves and arguing. Like they are always defensive because, you know, this person is talking about their own fan club, the other person too is talking about their own fan club, and they are like either comparing their achievements and all of that, their players. It was really interesting because at the end of the day, I had to look for something to keep myself company. So yes, I was eavesdropping. I eavesdropped on their conversation throughout the journey, and there were points where I just had to laugh. They knew I was listening to their conversation. It was very interesting. Oh my God, I learned some names. Some players' names, Matilini or whatever they call that guy. I'm very shocked. It's a guy, Mama Ja, that Matilini guy. Yeah, because they mentioned his name like over and over and over again. And the other guy, one of the guys is Arsenal fan. He's an Arsenal fan. The other one, I didn't get to pick his fan club, but I'm guessing it's Barcelona Barca, because the way he was talking, he felt like he was a Barca fan, because he told his friend that Barca is his father. Barca is the father of Arsenal, and Madrid is the forefather of Arsenal. So I learned some things. I learned some terminologies too. I learned that there's body, they body them. That's how they were saying it, like in that context. I learned that there's body, I learned there's strength, I learned there's like counter attack, and some of these football clubs use these factors in winning some matches, like in playing their matches, they put in some of these techniques. Some clubs lack some of the techniques, you know. And I was amazed, like, oh, me, I just used to watch ball. The only thing I know is mark, attack, defense, you know, that kind of thing. That's the only thing that me, I know about football. And at the end of the day, they will score. Hey, go, to Wale, we'll win. That's it. So, but they made me realize that there were some other things, and I was like, wow, see, sports analyst in the making. And you know, the funny thing was, as the conversation grew hotter and hotter, like people around them, other guys around them, just at joining the conversation. Now, you know what it's like when they have moved from 2 to 3 to 4, the conversation became very interesting. Are you talking about dribbling or skill? Okay, well, they might mean the same thing. Sometimes they are the same thing, but this, that, this person is better than this person. This person can do better. Oh my God, I heard Martellini's name. God, I heard Martellini's name. And finally, in their discussion, they mentioned my baby's name, my very own Lewandowski, you know. I don't know, I just like the name. You know, the funny thing is, even the Lewandowski, sometimes I recognize him, sometimes I don't recognize him. It's like seasonal. I don't really know the guy. But the name, I like the name. I don't know, there's something about the name. Lewandowski. Yeah, I like the name. And now nobody should ask me what football club I support. Nobody should ask me. Because that's where we are going to fight. Is it possible for me to support two football clubs at the same time? Yeah, because I have always been a fan of two football clubs. Now, you find it weird, but these two football clubs, I love them. Manchester United and Chelsea FC. Yeah, the sky is blue. But Manchester United, I don't know. My love for them is conditional. It's supposed to be unconditional, but it's conditional. I don't know. I don't know what's happening with that club. I don't know why my loyalty to that club cannot stand firm. It's not like my loyalty to Chelsea is also firm, but you know, I discovered that those boys that usually support Chelsea, they are always fine boys with money, rich men that like soft life, you know, all those low-key silent millionaires. You might not even know that they are rich, but they are rich. So, Chelsea men, Afana. So that's how my downfall ride became football oriented. I learned a lot, and I learned that there's one team that is very useless to Brazil, one player too that is very useless to Brazil. Mama Fioruko Bonola Shiri. Yes, I'll use name to cover their Ashiri. I will not expose their name. But why is it that all these players' name, their name sound like all this name I used to run from in biology class then? No, very honestly, some of the names I cannot even pronounce. Okay, maybe when I hear the commentators, when they pronounce it, I'll be able to pronounce the names. But you know, that was what I learned on the bus, and it made my journey smooth because they were there to keep me company. I'm not saying it as interesting as it sounded on the bus. When guys got that, oh my God, these guys wrote a complete sport, like from page to page. They analyzed football like, no. It was very interesting. You know, the argument, and then they'll be saying, my player, I'll bench this person. Like, as if, no, they are the ones on the field, they are the coaches. They're the ones giving the order. I bought this player. If you had the opportunity to sign this person, okay, yeah, there was one that he asked two different people, and it was like, if you had the opportunity to sign this person and this person, who will you sign? Who will you sign first? Would you rather have this person on your team than the Gabriel you have on your team? You know, it was so sickening and interesting at the same time. So that was how my downfall experience, guys, that was how my downfall experience became a football experience too, because I learned football experience. And apart from the driver at the front who was having this interesting conversation with his passengers, like the two people that sat with him at the front, we had the, okay, let's say we came second in having the most interesting conversation on the bus. Yes, I was part of the conversation because I was giving gestures, I was laughing, it was interesting to me. So we, don't come for me, we had that conversation together. And the most interesting thing is we alighted at the same bus stop. So it was not as if they continued the conversation and they left me, like I didn't know where it ended. No, I was a part of the conversation till the end. Yes, we alighted at the same bus stop. So I was glad that they might have continued their conversation on their way, because yes, from the time we moved up to when we got to our bus stop, that was when they had that conversation. The conversation lasted till we alighted, but they didn't make my journey boring, rather, because the bus is like all these high buses that you can't even look outside the windows. If you try to look outside the windows, you will not see anything. So I was just stuck there. I needed a partner, I needed something to ginger me, and these guys were just there to my rescue. So guys, if you're on the bus and you're bored, you can, if you find an interesting conversation, even if you would not add anything to the conversation, you can eavesdrop like me. Don't worry, recommended. Osebaya has recommended it for you. Highly recommended, tested and trusted, so that you have a smooth ride. But don't go and eavesdrop and forget your bus stop. We don't support that. Alright guys, it's a wrap. That's the end of today's episode. Today's football experience episode. Today's downfall football episode. Yes, today's solo episode. We've come to the end, guys. I hope you enjoyed my downfall experience. Your downfall driver too takes downfall buses sometimes, you know. We rise by lifting others, so we have to enter their own downfall buses too, you know. So that's how it worked, guys. So that's how I had my own experience, and that's why I'm able to share with you guys today. So thank you for listening up to this point. Let's continue with our tradition. Subscribe, like, comment, share, you know, share to your friends, share experiences, have the discussion with your friend. Yes, and the discussion doesn't end here. You can always continue the discussion in the comment section. You can continue the discussion by writing a review, you know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the last bus stop, so everybody will have to alight. Make sure you forget nothing on this bus, and I hope everybody has collected their change. Till next time, we'll meet again. I remain your favorite downfall driver. Osebaye. Bye.